Scott City Lady Beavers, despite their three-game losing streak, had a lot of confidence entering the game on Thursday against the Kingman Lady Eagles, and boy, did they shell out early and often. They would lead 27-0 in the first 11 minutes of game before Kingman would score, as the Lady Eagles would pull to within 33-12 at the break. But Scott City really did a good job of maintaining the lead throughout, even though Kingman had cut it to within 16 a couple times in the second half. It was 47-30 going in the fourth quarter. And the Lady Beavers would go with a 13-7 run in the final 8 minutes and kind of cruise to that 60-37 victory. But it all started with the defense for Scott City. Yeah, they did shut out Kingman for the first 11 minutes of the ball game, but it was mostly because of what they did on defense, forcing a lot of turnovers, forcing tough shots. They like to shoot the three, did Kingman, and they could not get any shots to drop. The Lady Beaver defense would run out in transition and get some good baskets early on and often. And Scott City would snap their three-game losing streak and advance to the semifinals of the Sterling Invitational Tournament. It was a big game for Erica Felker, a much-needed scoring performance. She did a lot of other many things as well, the assists, the rebounds, but she ended up with 15 points in that game. Megan Trout had 13, and she really poured it on in the fourth quarter with 8. And Avery Lewis had 11 for Scott City as they paced away there. Scott City got back above 500 at 5-4 on the year. On the other side, Kingman was a tough out as it was a 9-point performance for Laney Wood, one of the leading scorers. The freshman, Kinsley McDormand, would lead the way for them with 12. As Scott City will get to 5-4 on the year, Kingman is 1-8, but Kingman had played a really tough schedule. And Scott City will be in the championship semifinals on Friday in the Sterling Invitational, where they have never finished worse than fourth place. And that'll be another case for that here in their fourth year in the Sterling Tournament. So Lady Beavers, 5-4 on the year. Midway point of the season after tomorrow for Scott City, as they'll probably more likely face Smoky Valley.